All right, so today we're going to be talking about foldable phones, specifically the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 7. If you're thinking about maybe picking one of these up, you might want to listen to this first. One article we came across even claims that Samsung might be setting up the Z Flip 7 to fail.
Yeah, that's a pretty bold statement. And it seems like it all comes down to the processor. They're rumored to be using the Exynos 2500.
And this is interesting because, all of Samsung's foldables up to this point have used, like, the, top-of-the-line Snapdragon chips from Qualcomm.
So is Samsung's Exynos really that bad? Like, why would they make the switch?
Well, Exynos has kind of had a, like, a bit of a mixed bag, I guess. It hasn't always been able to match Snapdragon when it comes to, like, benchmarks, especially with things like graphics performance and also power efficiency. And, for a premium foldable phone, those are pretty important. There's even a quote in here from one analyst who called the Exynos 2500 an inferior chipset.
Oh wow. That's
But it's good.
So why would Samsung take this risk, especially when they've had success with Snapdragon in the past? Well, there are a couple of possible explanations. One is that it could be strategic. They might be trying to, really push their own Exynos technology further, even if it means, maybe sacrificing a little bit of performance in the short term.
Go ahead.
So it's possible they're using the Z Flip 7 as like a testing ground for the Exynos 2500 before they maybe roll it out to their flagship Galaxy S series.
So they're kind of using consumers as like beta testers. Do you think the average person even knows about these processor differences or cares enough for it to be like a deal breaker?
That's a good question. I think, the tech enthusiasts definitely pay attention to those details, but the average consumer, they may not be as aware. But if the performance gap is noticeable, it could really hurt their experience and ultimately hurt sales.
Yeah, especially when you have competitors like Motorola with the Razr line. And those are all powered by Snapdragon. And the article mentions how there's this wave of like value-packed underdogs that are hitting the market. So how does this processor decision play into that?
Well, if the Z Flip 7 ends up being priced similarly to previous models, but it uses a potentially less powerful processor, then suddenly those underdogs from like Motorola or Xiaomi or Oppo start to look like a much better deal.
Yeah, that's true. And that we haven't even talked about the rumored Galaxy Z Flip FE, the fan edition, which might also be using that same Exynos 2500. What is a fan edition anyway, for those of us who aren't like constantly scrolling tech forums?
Yeah, so basically it's like a slightly toned down version of the flagship phone, usually released a few months later,
Why?
at a more affordable price. They typically keep like the core features, like the processor and the main camera, but they might cut back on things like RAM or storage or display resolution.
So you could have the situation where Samsung is essentially competing with itself. You've got the Z Flip 7 with the Exynos chip at a premium price, and then you have the Z Flip FE with the same chip, but at a lower price point. This seems like it could be confusing for buyers.
Oh, absolutely. Samsung's really going to have to be careful about how they position these two devices, that they don't want to cannibalize their own sales. Because if the Z Flip FE offers like comparable performance at a much lower price, it might make the standard Z Flip 7 a really hard sell.
Okay, so we've got this potential processor drama, rising competition, and now the mystery of the Z Flip FE. This is getting interesting, but the article does emphasize that, the processor isn't everything.
Right. Samsung needs to really deliver in other areas if they want to make the Z Flip 7 a truly compelling
Like,
device.
you've got to really step it up with the features, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to knock it out of the park.
So, what are we talking about?
Well, the article mentions a few key areas, where Samsung could really shine. For starters, screen size, the Z Flip 7 is rumored to have a slightly larger main display and a much more usable cover screen. That could be a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about a bigger cover screen. Trying to use those tiny little screens on the current models is like, it's like trying to text on a postage stamp.
Exactly. And a larger cover screen means you wouldn't have to unfold the phone as often, which could also, potentially improve battery life.
Oh, that's a good point. Speaking of battery life, that's another area where I think the Z Flip series could improve. Foldable phones in general, they just tend to be battery hogs.
Yeah, that's true. With the dual displays and the complex hinges, they definitely use a lot of power.
So, any rumors about upgrades in the battery department?
Well, there are rumors of a larger battery capacity in the Z Flip 7, which is a good sign. But battery life isn't just about size, it's also about efficiency. And
No.
that's where the choice of processor could come into play again.
So even if they nail the other features, the processor could still be holding it back.
Exactly. A more efficient chip like the Snapdragon could potentially squeeze more life out of the same size battery.
Interesting. Okay, what about the cameras? To be honest, foldable phones haven't really impressed me with their camera quality so far.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But it sounds like Samsung is really trying to step up their camera game with the Z Flip 7. The article mentions a new sensor and improved image processing. So it's possible that they could finally be on par with other flagship phones when it comes to photography.
That would be huge, especially if they can do that without like adding a ton of bulk to the phone.
Right, nobody wants a foldable phone that feels like a brick in their pocket.
Exactly. Okay, but let's talk pricing. If they're not using the best processor and they've got all this competition, how are they going to justify a premium price tag?
Exactly. It's about creating a device that feels polished and premium and truly unique.
Okay, so let's say I'm thinking about buying a foldable phone right now. I've heard these rumors about the Exynos processor. I'm seeing all these other options popping up. What do I do? Do I wait for the Z Flip 7, hold out for the Z Flip FE, or jump on a different brand?
I think it's always wise to be a little bit patient, you know, when it comes to new tech releases. Don't get caught up in all the hype. I would wait for those early reviews to come out. See how the phone actually performs in real-world usage. You know, those early adopters, they're often the ones who uncover those like first-generation bugs or issues.
And plus, the price usually drops after a few months, right?
Exactly. And sometimes those newer models, they aren't really that much of an improvement over the previous generation.
That's a good point. Okay, so maybe pump the brakes a little. Don't rush into anything.
Exactly.
Solid advice. Okay, well, let's go back to this whole Z Flip FE thing.
Yeah.
What are your predictions on how that might play out?
Well, I think Samsung is probably going to position the Z Flip FE as the value option, you know,
Yeah.
appealing to those price-conscious consumers who still want the foldable experience. So
Right?
they'll probably keep the Exynos 2500 processor, maybe cut back on the RAM or storage, and then offer it at a significantly lower price point than the Z Flip 7.
So it's like a gateway drug to the foldable world. Get people hooked on the form factor
Yeah.
without breaking the bank.
Exactly. And it could be a smart move for them, especially as the foldable market becomes more crowded and competitive.
Yeah, makes sense.
Offering a more affordable option could help them attract a wider audience and fend off some of those value-packed underdogs that we talked about.
Right.
But it does raise an interesting question. How is this going to impact the perception of the standard Z Flip 7?
Yeah. Will it make the Z Flip 7 look like overpriced, or
Yeah.
will it just, segment the market a little bit more, give people more options at different price points?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting just how they handle it. They don't want to, you know, devalue their flagship model, but they also don't want to miss out on this, you know, growing demand for more affordable foldables.
Right. Yeah. It's a tough spot.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they handle the messaging and marketing
That's.
around those two devices.
And how they price them too.
Yeah.
Like if the Z Flip FE is a lot cheaper, but it still offers a pretty decent foldable experience. I mean, that could put some pressure on Samsung to lower the price of the Z Flip 7 as well.
Oh, for sure. And ultimately, I think that could be good news for consumers. You know, more competition, more options.
Well,
That usually leads to better prices.
yeah, competition is good. Okay, so after all this talk about processors and features and competition, what's the takeaway for someone who's actually thinking about buying a foldable phone right now?
Yeah.
Should they wait for the Z Flip 7,
Yeah.
hold out for the Z Flip FE, maybe go for a different brand altogether?
You know, my advice is always just don't rush into anything. Do your research, read reviews, compare prices, and most importantly, think about your own needs and priorities.
Yeah.
What matters most to you?
Exactly. Like, what are the must-have features for you? What's your budget? And how patient are you? If you're willing to wait, you might be rewarded with like better prices or, you know, even newer models down the road. But if you're ready to jump into the foldable world right now, there are already some really great options out there.
Yeah, so many options, so
Yeah.
many decisions to make. But that's part of what makes this tech stuff so fun, right? It's constantly evolving. There's always something new.
Oh, absolutely. Keeps you on your toes.
It really does.
Yeah. And it's really exciting to see how foldable phones are becoming more mainstream. You know, just a few years ago, they were this niche product, super expensive, and now there's a much wider range of choices at different price points with different features.
Yeah, it's a good time to be into tech.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything on the Z Flip 7, or at least everything we know so far, based on all these rumors and predictions. Who knows? Samsung might still have some surprises up their sleeve.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what they officially announce. But in the meantime, hopefully this deep dive is giving you a better understanding of, you know, the foldable phone landscape. and the potential pros and cons of the Z Flip 7.
Absolutely. We talked about the processor drama,
yeah,
the importance of features beyond just the specs,
yeah,
the competition, and of course, the mysterious Z Flip FE.
And you know, most importantly, we just want you to be an informed consumer. Do your research. Don't be swayed by the hype. Choose a device that you know really meets your needs.
Well said. And that's going to do it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back soon with another one. Until then, stay curious.